Put Your Head in My Lap by Mizura. Read by Rhea314. Fandom Witch King.
You're the only one who isn't throwing yourself at me, Bashasa said. He sounded a little drunk and a lot dramatic.
Kai had noticed a few looks, a few dropped hints. He told himself there was nothing unusual about that. It made sense for people to throw themselves at Bashasa. If he thought that it would do him any good, Kai would be doing it himself. Like grandmother did with the Soretti, he told himself, allowing the fantasy to play out. Of course, that was all it could ever be, a fantasy. He said, I think there's also a few people who want you dead.
So some people who are throwing themselves at me are also carrying knives. My point stands.
Bashasa sighed. Kai wondered if that was a hint. If Bashasa suspected treason among their allies, he hoped not. It didn't seem like something Bashasa would hint at while drunk instead of coming to him sober. Unless maybe it was someone Bashasa trusted very much.
You could marry someone, if you wanted, Kai said.
He told himself he wouldn't mind. Why would he mind? If Bashasa got married, he might have children. Kai might see Bashasa's face, hear Bashasa's voice long after Bashasa himself was gone. That was something to be desired, a good thing.
I'm not marrying someone to get out of marrying someone. That would be silly, Bashasa said.
Which you never are, Kai said.
Which I frequently am, Bashasa corrected. In fact, I think I'm being silly right now.
Talking to me about something that's been bothering you isn't silly, Kai said.
No, but I keep thinking that if I married you, then everybody would be horrified and so nobody would be offended.
Bashasa frowned. Kai wondered suddenly if Bashasa had come here alone. The city should be perfectly safe, and wherever Bashasa had come from couldn't be that far away, so there shouldn't be anything for Kai to worry about, and yet. And yet.
Sorry, Bashasa said. That came out wrong.
It's still true enough, Kai said. And don't apologize for being my friend. Not to me, anyway.
Bashasa frowned at him. I would never apologize for that. Now you're the one being silly.
Well, at least I'm in excellent company. Kai grinned. Usually he tried not to show his teeth to anyone he didn't want to frighten, but Bashasa was used to them by now.
Used to Kai.
Another thing we have in common. Bashasa smiled.
Can you think of something harmless and cheerful we could talk about for a few hours, do you think?
Just until morning.
Kai didn't ask what was going to happen in the morning. These days, whenever they weren't fighting the hierarchs, they were having meetings. Strategic meetings, financial meetings, meetings to discuss the weather.
Someday, Kai feared he might welcome the hierarchs making a sudden move just because it would get him out of a meeting. Not today, though, and not tomorrow either.
Hadn't you rather get some sleep? He asked.
Sleep? Never heard of it, but it sounds nice. Bashasa shook his head. Kai chuckled because sighing or scowling wouldn't do any good. Bashasa didn't run himself ragged without reason, or to no purpose. If he judged himself unable to sleep, Kai would respect that judgment. Of course, that didn't mean Kai couldn't try, even so. There had to be some story, some subject so devoid of importance or urgency that it might even put Bashasa to sleep. All Kai had to do was find out what it was before dawn. The end. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post.